1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. Good morning, everybody. I am Brent Allen, and it is time to talk about real estate. It's Realty Radio, relationship-based realty. It's Sarah Lillian again this morning from Five Star here in Holland. Sarah, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here, and you've been dropping in every other Monday morning.
I have, yes.
Always good to see your smiling face.
Well, thank you.
And tell us about today. We're going to talk a little bit more about the selling process, correct?
Yes. Last time we talked about the process for buying a home, mm-hmm. so I wanted to bring a little bit of information to our listeners about selling a home.
Okay.
And even though we're in the winter months, I don't want people to think that they can't sell their home right now.
Oh, absolutely not. It's a good time to do that, actually.
It is. I just had a client. We listed their house a couple of days ago, and within the first 48 hours, we had multiple calls of people saying they were ready to make, you know, an offer on a home somewhere in Holland soon, and so sure. they wanted to see our house.
You were like a superstar.
We can't say every property is going to move quickly, but sometimes they do. So don't think that just because it's winter, you can't
sell. Sure. Well, let's talk about getting the house ready, about staging the home. Tell us a bit about that. What are some good things people can do?
You know, the number one thing that I usually recommend to my sellers is to declutter. So if they have a lot of items, you know, they may want to look at using their basement garage or storage unit to get all of it organized. Sometimes people will talk about taking out personal items in a home like pictures. Mm-hmm. That's not as important to me. I'd rather have you just have the space clear
sure.
and clean so that buyers can walk in and kind of get a sense for what it might look like with their items in it. But I don't like people to put in too much worry into getting their house ready. Just have it clean and clear, and those are my main.
And I bet after they do that, they're like, wow, my house is clean and clear.
Yes.
I should have done this a long time
ago. Yeah,
and
it's kind of nice to live in it, too, then, because sometimes you put off those projects and you don't actually do them until you're ready to sell your house.
Exactly,
so you can appreciate that for a little while.
Well, when we start to sell our home, what other things should we be thinking about?
Well, it's always kind of good to get an idea for the costs that are going to be related to selling a home.
Oh,
and
sure.
usually when we have a home transaction, most of the costs fall to a seller.
Okay.
So that's great when you're a buyer, but mm-hmm. when you're a seller, you do need to think about the costs you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you're going to need to pay for is title insurance.
Okay.
And that shows everybody that you own this home and you have the right to sell it.
So they search all the way back, takes any liability off you.
Yep. And depending on the price of the home, you're going to be looking at somewhere between $1,200 and $1,800 for that, depending on the price of a home, because it's a percentage.
Is that a one-time
shot?
It is.
Okay. Yep. Every time the home sells, somebody would have to do this.
But once you own it, that's it. You don't have to pay this every year or anything?
Nope. It's just one time.
Okay.
Then we also need to pay transfer tax. And that also is a percentage of the sale price.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we're going to be looking at somewhere between $1,200 to $1,800, depending on the price of a home.
Okay.
If we're about $150,000, for example, we might be looking at about $1,500.
Okay. So not a huge amount compared to the price of the home.
Yeah, so we have about $3,000 in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some administration fees that we pay both to brokerages and title insurance companies.
Okay.
And then the other main cost that sellers usually have is the commissions to have a real estate agent represent them as well as represent the buyer's agent. It is typical that the seller will pay for that.
And you go over all these costs
when you list
a home, so there's no surprises. People are going to know ahead of time what's coming, right?
And what I usually recommend to my sellers is that if we receive an offer, I'll send them what we call a net sheet
mm-hmm.
along with the offer. So they know, okay, if we accept this offer for $150,000, this is how much we're actually going to walk away with.
Oh,
because that's
nice.
What really matters to sellers is what they're going to walk away with.
It does. What's my bottom line?
Yeah, and so we have to think about if they have a mortgage to pay off, you know, are we going to make enough from this sale to cover your mortgage? Or are you going to need to bring money to the table? Or are you going to walk away with money?
Down payment for next home.
Yeah, so those are all the things that we want to think about before we list it so that we don't have any surprises.
Very good. Well, if you're just joining us, this is Sarah Lilly from Five Star Real Estate, relationship-based realty, and giving us some great advice this morning on selling a home. Anything else people should think about?
I tell them the winter is a good time to sell because a lot of times we have people that are being transferred in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So they may have to find a home in January or February. So now might be a great time so you can put your house on the market and get that transfer.
And those types of sellers are motivated.
They are.
They're ready to buy, aren't they?
Yes, they got to make it happen.
Very good. Well, Sarah, how can people get hold of you if they have further questions about real estate?
They can always go to my website at sarahlilly.com, or they can give me a call directly at 616-422-5442.
Easy enough. All right, are you on Facebook as well?
Of course.
All right, sounds good. I will talk to you after Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
And take care.
Thank you.